Hey guys.
Oh, hey guys.
Oh, hey guys.
Hi guys.
Hello guys.
Mahalo guys.
Aloha guys.
Bonjour guys.
Hola guys.
That's it. I don't got anything else.
No other languages exist.
Prost guys. But I think that just means cheers.
Yeah, I don't think that's hello.
I broke the rule.
Yo guys.
Nice. Yo, what's up, my wiggers?
Whoa.
That's a white person.
All right.
And I'm white, so I can say it.
Taking the word back.
Yeah. Guys, welcome.
Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Episode 37.
I believe that is correct.
We think that's right.
We haven't been checking, but it sounds good.
I like the number 37.
And from now on, all episodes will be number 37.
Fantastic.
We'll never hit 40.
Oh my God, we'll never hit 40. We're done for.
Oh man.
Oh, I just want to, not that what you said was incorrect, but I would just like to go in and amend something really quick
to what you
just said. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the iTunes rated and reviewed podcast, Probably Sounds Awful.
Burr, burr. Burr, burr, burr. Yes, thank you very much. We now, as of the last time I checked, have 9 ratings, all 5 stars.
All 5 stars.
And we have some well-written reviews.
They are so very well-written.
They're well-written reviews. They're the wellest-written reviews I've ever read.
Judge, you got such a cute little voice, you little cootie.
I read some well-written reviews. I got really happy.
Before we were sad, and now we're really happy.
And we are children. Speaking of us being people, hi, I'm one of your hosts, Josh Patton.
And I'm another one of your hosts, Brian Colbert Kennedy.
Our third host, who usually starts these things off, is doing laundry and getting a haircut and running errands, because this is the one day he's not wandering, so he's not with us. His name is Leo.
Yeah, his name is Leo Kovalik,
mm-hmm.
But he's not here.
No, nope.
You already said that.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's really gone. That's loud.
Sorry, everybody. I'm going to back up from the mic a little bit.
Although they won't know, because in editing, we'll make that real quiet.
Oh, yeah,
in fact,
true.
I might make it so quiet, like, where are you?
Yeah, make me whisper.
And
I want to whisper it.
People are like, why did he say that was loud?
Right.
And then this conversation will happen. I'm like, oh, okay.
You guys have no idea what happens.
Yeah, we alter things in editing of this podcast.
You might not know this, but sometimes things are recorded, okay? Sometimes audially, sometimes visually. And then before they're broadcast to the general public, they get edited.
This is my impression of what the podcast sounds like, raw and unedited. Brian, give me any sentence to say.
Okay. My favorite man happens to be a philanthropist.
My favorite man happens to be what's it called? Philanthropist.
And, that is exactly correct.
And then after editing it, it's like, my favorite man happens to be a philanthropist. Because I take out all those ums and us.
Get those ums out of there.
And make it sound real natural.
Yeah, yeah. I just want us to sound as natural as possible. People in real life, they don't say they don't say they don't say you know, they don't make this noise. I always notice when I'm editing that I have to cut out this noise.
Yep, I had to do that a lot for when I would edit the Wilton Way videos, because when we would say action, usually the first line of every take was always, and I would always have to take that little.
That's my least favorite. It like, sort of sounds
it's
gross.
Very strange sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed while editing the podcast, we each have different ways of saying or stammers. We have different things to chop out. Leo will just insert an mid-thought. It's just a clear
Like, right.
You, I think, tend to go and then like jump into the word. So I can't really cut it out because it's also attached to the word you're going to say.
The other word I say right after and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I just have some random and I think the last episode I really noticed I said the phrase, you know, a
I was just going
to
say, you say you know a lot. It's what I noticed to cut out.
And so I left them all in.
Did you? Fantastic.
So keep an eye out for those you knows.
I didn't listen to the whole thing. Otherwise, I would have. I mean, I listened to bits and pieces.
Yeah, I rarely listen to the whole thing. The only times I listen to the whole episode of our podcast is one I'm not on.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I want to hear what you guys say.
I usually listen to the whole thing.
Of all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Over, you know, over a
Over a nice glass of wine.
Over a nice glass of wine.
Over an open fire.
Oh, definitely over an open fire.
Over a dead carcass of your recent kill.
Yeah, yeah. And over a waterfall.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm usually hanging over a waterfall with a glass of wine, and right beneath me is the carcass that I just killed.
Mm-hmm.
And was there something else?
I think open fire.
Oh, yeah, and there's a fire.
Next to the waterfall.
Next to the waterfall. Just far enough away, though, that the fire is not being put out by the splashes of the falling water.
And that the falling water is not catching on fire.
Right, 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 right. Which does happen, actually. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that, but water will catch fire. So
especially
watch
in
out.
L.A.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And anywhere else, it's dirty.
Dirty, dirty water.
Dirty water.
Yeah, so just honestly, huge, big, giant, amazing thanks to Drew and Sam and Brian.
And Manny.
And Manny.
Those are...
four people who not only rated us 5 stars, but then wrote sweet, sweet words.
Wrote some great words. Yeah. And I was true to my word. I just Venmo'd Drew $1.
That's right. Drew Kordick, our very good friend.
Who does the podcast This American Drew, which I will also write a 5-star review in return. I highly recommend his podcast.
Yeah, and it actually is worthy of a 5-star review, not just because he did it for us. It's such a good podcast.
Yeah, it's very different from ours in terms of timing and pacing. They're usually like half an hour, and he does bits. He's got some characters. It's very enjoyable. I always like listening to his, because I listen to several podcasts pretty regularly. I get behind on a lot of them, but usually I'm pretty up to date with his. Like the day it comes out, I'll listen to it.
Yeah. And it's like a half an hour long, so yeah. It's always like pretty perfect to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll have guests and stuff, but a lot of the times he does a lot of the 30 minutes or sometimes just all by himself, but alone. And he's so funny even when he's just by himself.
Just doing his banter and rants and stuff. And it's very well edited. Like our editing pretty much consists of taking out ums and uhs.
Right.
His like has music interludes and like, you know, he makes his points like flow together. It's worth a listen. So if you like this, I think you'll also like This American Drew.
Check it out. He is the recipient of, as Josh said, $1 for being the first reviewer. Also, Leo will tweet at him his directly? Honest thoughts about him or something.
I think he has to write a review of him, I think.
I forget what he said. And I will do a shot with him.
Yep.
So Drew...
Although Drew doesn't drink, so his shot will be orange juice or soda.
All right.
Whatever he likes.
We'll do shots of orange juice or soda, whatever you want.
You can have a shot of grain alcohol. You can have a shot of whatever you want. You don't have to have the same shot. You can have a shot of straight unleaded gasoline.
Last night at work, I had a shot of vodka, which I don't ever do, but a dude at the bar bought a shot of vodka for two girls next to him, but only one took it because the other one was driving. So then the guy was like, you should just take it.
I usually
don't drink at work, and I never drink vodka.
Shot of vodka is a very, I feel like if you're drinking a shot of vodka, that seems to be a kind of like a newbie to the world of alcohol shot to take.
Yeah, that's like a super college thing.
Yeah.
This guy seemed really cool, though. And I liked everything about him except for the fact that he drank shots of vodka.
Yeah, he was drinking them too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he had a couple before that also.
Interesting. Because normally vodka, that's a drink that you tend to enjoy drinking, like that you enjoy like the flavor of, and it's good with mixed drinks and cocktails, martinis. Like
vodka's gross.
So, I mean, like people who like vodka, they're not shooting it because it's just nasty and they want to get rid of it.
But if they are drinking it, it's like a vodka soda. It's just that it's like tasteless, so you can just like drink it and get drunk and it doesn't, you know.
Leo and I... last week we're wandering around and we had some downtime and we went to a place that served booze and we were just talking to the guy there and then he just randomly gave us two shots and they were vodka and I was like, interesting choice. And
that is an interesting choice.
I was like, so I drank it. I was like, that was odd. I don't know if I've ever done that.
Ugh.
And it was well vodka, so it was kind of weird.
Oh, gross.
But hey, it was very nice. It was free. The guy just gave it
to us. Free vodka is great vodka. I get it.
Wherever we go, we talk to people that just give us free booze.
That's the best. Yeah. I didn't even charge the guy for the shot that he got me.
Oh.
But then he probably tipped me more. I don't remember.
Yeah. It all kind of works out.
Tuesday was crazy at work.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do? What happened?
It was just so big. There were no reservations. And a lot of times the reservations are like a good sign of whether it's going to be busy or not.
So yesterday, we're recording this on Wednesday. So yesterday, Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, right. This is last night. Yeah, sorry. Yes, last night. There were no reservations and like it started mellow. So I was like, oh, maybe this will just be a slow shift or slower, which is fine. And then I realized that USA and Argentina were playing soccer. And that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And we got filled up for it.
Oh, wow.
And Tuesdays I'm by myself and behind the bar, I mean. So it just got nuts. It was awesome for money, which is great. But holy shit, was I busy.
Was Sunday crazy with the final NBA game?
Yeah. Not only game 7, but also
like whoever
Father's
won
Day.
Oh, yeah, Father's Day.
Father's Day is already like the busiest day of the year there almost. And mm-hmm. then adding Game 7, the whole day was nuts. It was the busiest day that Club Sosa's have ever had.
Did you make at least $12?
Close. 11.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, hey.
Listen, if you can't reach your goal, but you can be $1 away, then you did it. Mm-hmm. You succeeded.
Did you happen to have any kids so you could celebrate Father's Day for yourself?
Yeah, I have actually just had one.
Good.
Just came out on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Close call. Yeah, I gotta time this better. I gotta impregnate someone
in the next nine
months before the next Father's Day. Yeah, so in 3 months from now, get someone. Right.
Josh, that's easy. It's summer. Summer is when all the beautiful babies are out and they want to have more babies.
Everyone wants to get pregnant in the summer.
Everybody wants to get summer pregnant.
Summer living, you know?
My favorite is when girls are always like, all I want to have in summer is a big belly.
That's my beach bod. My bod looks like a beach ball.
I can't wait to see all the beach ball bods out there on the beach.
And then I'll have a dad bod because I'll be a dad. And whatever my bod looks like will be a dad bod because I am a dad and my bod belongs to a dad, which is me.
Let's not tell Leo so that next Father's Day, only me and you are dads and he's not. And he feels real left out.
And let's talk to his mom. Yeah. And let's legally adopt Leo as his dads, as his joint dads. And he'll have to give us cards for Father's Day.
That's all I want is for Leo to give us Father's Day cards.
Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing this for.
Yeah.
Like, he could just buy them anyway, but I want them to be legit.
I want to be for real.
Yeah. Not a joke.
God, Leo, you're so fucked. We're going to get you, you idiot.
We're going to get you, son.
It was just my niece's birthday, my little brother's daughter. She turned 10.
Is this Brant?
Yeah, Brant.
Nice. I met him once in Chicago.
Oh, yes. This is true.
How old is she now?
She turned 10.
Dang. Double digits.
Her name's Riley. She's super cute and awesome. I haven't seen her in a while.
I like when I find out how old anyone is turning. Like the other day, someone said they were turning 20. And I was like, yeah, double digits. Keeping it going. haven't lost a digit. Remaining those double digits.
Nice.
Every birthday, just still got those 2 digits.
I wonder if anybody we know is going to make it to trip digits.
I will.
Will you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that was very confident.
Yeah, I'm not going to die.
I don't think so.
Never.
I think you're probably going to die. Mm-mm. I mean, I guess we'll see.
In fact, want me to tell you a story?
Yeah.
This is how I know.
Okay. I'm very excited.
I wanted to talk about this. I think it was an episode that I wasn't on, and I think Leo was talking about dreams, and he was saying, like, he was having, like, crazy, like, prediction dreams, stuff like that, and I think I wasn't on that podcast, like, oh, man, because I would have told this story.
Oh.
So, I just said I'll cut it out.
Damn it, you'll cut it out later.
Probably cut that part out, too. you know.
Oh, man.
So, several years ago, it was right out of high school, and I was living in the mountains when I was working at a resort lodge.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the Adirondack Mountains in New York State, which is about 4 hours away from New York City. So I lived in New York State for 2 years, basically, because it was open seasonal from like May to the end of October. And I was there the whole time.
Right.
I still haven't been to New York City, but I was.
Oh, so
I
lived
in. Yeah. Lived in New York State for basically 2 years. So I was there and...
We got to go to New York City. It's great.
I've heard good things.
Now that Derrick Rose got traded to the Knicks, we can go watch him play.
Yeah, that's a person, I'm sure.
It is a person.
And so, but for some reason, it might have been just because I was by myself. I was just, you know, living and working in isolation in the middle of the woods. And it was a very, very small town. It was beautiful. It was Blue Mountain Lake was the actual name of the town.
Sounds like it was gorgeous.
And everywhere you look, it looked like a postcard. It was like giant lakes, big mountains, trees forever. Damn. You know, there were animals all around. Like one morning, literally, I was like in a scene out of a Disney movie. I was just walking down a dirt road and there were some little birds. And they weren't flying away. They were like little bluebirds, like not just pigeons or something stupid that you see all the time. So, like, oh, they're cool looking. So I just kind of kept getting closer and they weren't leaving. And I like kind of managed to crouch real low and they weren't leaving. So I like slowly stuck my index finger out and one hopped up on my finger.
That's insane.
And then there was another one. So I put my other finger out and it hopped up on my finger and I managed to slowly stand up and I had a little bluebird on each hand.
This is ridiculous. And it sounds like a lie.
It's not. And I tried to walk the rest of the dirt road to the lodge to show people, but I got about 20 steps and they flew away. I was like, damn it.
Wow. But that is amazing.
They just chilled.
Holy and shit, you were like Ace Ventura.
Right? One morning, so the first year I was I waited tables in the dining hall and I did like prep work for the kitchen. But my second year, I was there. And so my first year I was there with my best friend from high school, Kevin.
Oh, nice.
We went there because his dad like managed the lodge sometimes. And so that we went up there. And so the second year, I decided to go up there one more time and save up some money before moving to Chicago. But Kevin didn't go, so I was just by myself. And that year, I mostly did front desk work, which is this little cabin, like up that major dirt road. So I was by myself all day, like in this little cabin. Yeah. And then I slept in the little room above the kitchen by myself. And so I was just kind of like on my own.
Wow. For
a whole year in the middle of the woods.
Dang. And shit ton of wanking, huh?
You know
it.
Yeah. I found out at the end of the year that security cams. Like, whoops. Like one day I opened the, they literally would ring a lunch, like a dinner bell for the, when lunch was served for the staff. And so I opened the door to the little cabin and there was just a big black bear.
Oh my God.
Right
bad.
There. And the only thing between us was like a thin screen door and it kind of like Holy stood shit. Up and, and so I was like, I guess I'm not having lunch today. So I just shut the door and waited for him to leave. But anyway, so this, just to kind of give you a feel of what the atmosphere was like. So just like, just animals. And the town was so small. The school, like the people who grew up there, the school was kindergarten through 12th grade.
Whoa.
And all the students combined, I think, was like less than 40 people.
For all of through 12.
Yep. Like one grade. I don't know what, you know, which one it was, but one grade, their class size was 2 kids. So those 2 kids were their, they were all each other knew from kindergarten through 12th grade. They were their only classmate for 12 years.
Do you know if they were boy, girl?
I don't know. But that's just, like, yeah, so one year the graduating class was 2 kids.
Right.
And like, my first year there, when I got there, like, we just, me and Kevin stopped to get, like, a sandwich at some local place on the way there. And like, oh, you guys are the, you know, guys from Georgia who are working over at the Hedges. And we're just like, how do you know this? Because everyone just knows
right. Damn, that's crazy.
And obviously, we're the only people who don't live there.
Right. Yeah, and you're the only strangers.
Yeah. So anyway, my second year there was pretty isolated. And every night, I had a horrible, horrible nightmare of seeing someone I knew. It was friends, it was family, but it was always different
people.
Different person every single night. I would see them, I would dream and see them die somehow.
Oh my God.
For months, months and months and months and months, until I was pretty much out of everyone that I knew. I'd seen every single person I knew.
This is so creepy.
Yeah. I'd seen them all die. And like, I would be there in some capacity, but like, I wouldn't die.
Right.
And they would, I was like outliving everyone. And then the final
dream. You might be God.
The final dream I had. There was this like cloaked figure with like I couldn't see their face. It was like kind of like dark and like dark clouds almost. They had like a mask and they had like a dark coat. And we fought and fought and fought and fought. And like
fist fought? Sword
like
fight?
All crazy fights. Yeah. Swords, guns. It was like every type of
thing.
Did you
accidentally touch each other's dicks?
Possibly.
And ever? Yeah.
And there was only like every Hopefully. Type of way to try to kill the other one. By the end of it, I was like broken and bloody, but still breathing, and he was unscratched. He was like, perfectly fine.
Whoa.
And I was just like gasping and like so out of breath, and he's just like perfectly fine. And I was just like, "Who are you?"
Right.
And he says, "I am death." And so there's nothing I could do to stop him. And then I was like, "Well, why am I not dead?" And he said, "You will always bleed, but you will never die."
This is why you think you're going to live to 100.
So I interpreted that as I'm not invincible. Obviously, I can get hurt.
Right.
So I'm not going to do crazy things. I'm not going to, like, you know, walk on the edge of the skyscraper or drive around with my seatbelt because I could still get injured. I could get paralyzed. I could get, my life could get ruined by physical harm. But it gave me this sense that, like, well, no matter what crazy situation I'm in, I know it's not going to kill me. So it gave me like this self of like this sense of like confidence. And so obviously I know it's just dreams and they're crazy, but like I've ever since then for the past
sitting next to God right now.
It's been like 13 years and I've always known if there's ever been some kind of crazy scenario or if a car comes swerving at me or if I were to see someone with a gun or something like that, I would like in the back of my mind that dream would just kind of give me that confidence like you're not going to die today.
Right.
You could still get shot. You could, you know, get, you know, they could
get hurt.
Hit your spinal cord or whatever and you could, you know, you could potentially have your life drastically affected, but no matter what's going to happen, you're not going to die. And I've just had that sense of, I'm not going to die.
Right.
For 13 years.
Oh my God. What if it got so bad that you wanted to die though, and you just couldn't
die.
You got in some sort of horrible accident, your arms got chopped off, you lost your legs. Maybe even your head and your torso get separated, but you can't die. And your head's just alive.
And I was like, please pull the plug. Like, we've tried.
we keep pulling it.
Yeah. We've put in new plug just to unplug them. You won't go away.
Wow. That's a crazy ass dream.
And it literally, I had that a dream like, you know, different person for, like 6 months.
What were you like taking in mentally at the time? Like, were you reading? Were you doing a bunch of reading or movie watching or anything like that?
Not really. Literally just walking around nature. I would get one day off a week, and the closest town that had like a mall and a movie theater and all that kind of stuff was like a 2 hour drive away.
Damn.
And so on that one day.
What the fuck do people do every day that live there?
Fish, hike. You know, not much.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was 1 hour because I think it was a 2 hour round trip. So on my one day off, I would get up around like 10 and I would drive an hour out and I would see all the movies that had come out that week in theaters. And I would just, so I'd see three, maybe sometimes four movies.
Damn.
And it was the summertime, so a lot of movies coming out. And I would go to Best Buy and get whatever video games had come out. And so I would have something to play.
Yeah.
Because I brought, I think it was a regular Xbox back then.
Yeah.
And so that was my week.
Damn.
And that was actually the first, I think it was like 2003, I think, the summer 2003 or 04. That was the first year when Netflix had come out.
Oh, shit.
But it was just the DVDs in the mail. There was no instant streaming yet.
I remember that.
And so, but the mail took so long to get to that town that I had to do the five DVD at a time plan. And I would watch my like fifth DVD and I would send that back. I would just then be getting my next one.
Right, right.
It took that long for the mail to arrive. So I would watch movies and stuff, but for the most part, my day consisted of just like walking through the woods and like, you know, chilling by the lake.
These are just crazy dreams to have.
Yeah.
Especially with like such a common thread throughout them for months. Always,
and they never repeated. Like, it was a different person. It was like the whole summer. And then after that final dream, I never had that dream again. Like,
yeah.
It was done. It was like a season of a TV show, and that was the finale.
Right, right.
It was really,
where
really weird.
Where you and Dad fought?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So I thought about getting that even as a tattoo. Like, you will always bleed, but you will never die. But I was like, that was kind of stupid. It was just a dream.
I mean, it might look stupid to, like, somebody who sees it and doesn't know, but who cares?
Yeah. I mean, like, there were nights I would wake up, like, crying.
I feel like that's sort of an amazing, like, sort of a amazing enough crazy thing to happen in your life that you could probably get that tattoo.
Yeah. For it lasted a whole summer. And so but like nuts. I would wake up. Sometimes I wake up yelling. Sometimes I wake up crying. Depending on like who, you know, the situation, who was dying and how they're dying.
I really want to try and kill you now.
And hey, I mean, the cool thing is this is before I knew you, so I never saw you die. So maybe you're good.
That is cool. That'd be great.
Maybe you're good. You and Leo. Yeah. I didn't know you guys yet, so you guys could be fine. But it was everyone who I'd known up to that point. And I managed to, I figured out some ways to sort of, I don't know, like instill bravery or like eliminate the feeling of fear. I've tried it a few times. Like I did one of those, it was like a theme park where they just raise you up real high and then just drop you straight down.
Oh, sure, like the giant dropper.
Yeah, and you get that like rush, that, you know, the butterflies or something. You're just like, holy crap. And I tested this one time. You know the scene in Batman, The Dark Knight, the second one, where the Joker breaks up into that dinner party and he throws Maggie Gyllenhaal off the roof and Batman just dives down and is sliding to grab her?
Yep.
So when we were at the top of that thing that drops you down, I pretended I was in a scenario like that and that someone was falling and that I put all my focus towards trying to like literally go down as fast as I could to catch them.
Like save them, right?
Yeah. And so when the thing dropped, I never had that feeling of like the rush in my stomach or that fear or like the accelerated heart rate. I was literally just focused on trying to get to the ground as quick as I could to catch someone before they hit the ground.
The brain is a powerful thing.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And so like, but that dream, you know, scenario kind of helped. Like, well, I'm going to be fine. I just got to catch this person because they can die and I can't. It's just weird how I can, kinda, you know, like you said, the brain can just kind of like give you that sense of like, I'll be fine.
Man, I'm so glad I didn't have that dream because I feel like I am the type of person where I would like, I would be testing it
all the time
to see if I could die or not.
Playing Russian roulette.
And then I would certainly be dead by now.
Playing Russian roulette at your
house. Right.
But still, even that, like a gun could go, I'm not saying the gun won't go off, but I'll be brain dead. I'll be a vegetable.
No,
which would suck.
You're just 100% certain that you will never die.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yep.
So,
I'll be hitting triple digits. I'll be hitting quadruple digits.
Dude.
Man, hope you guys are around to celebrate my quadruple digit birthday.
You'd be the first person to be 1,000 years old. That's insane. I hope we can stay around.
I just hope that by that point, they figured out some kind of way to like, you know, really, really, you know, keep you looking young again.
Right. Because you're going to look gross, dude.
Real
just a disgusting
nasty
pile of, just gross skin and just, ugh. You won't be able to move probably.
Yep.
But you won't be able to be taken out of your misery.
Yep, I'll just be laying in a bed, you know, in VR, just playing video games.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's fine. 1,000-year-old guy playing video games.
Might be a really good life.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
I did. I had maybe, it was either 2 or 3 nights ago, I had like a dream within a dream type dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like,
you inceptioned yourself?
I inceptioned myself, yeah. And I obviously don't remember all the, you know, it was very foggy like dreams are.
Yeah.
But like the main thing was that like in my second tier of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
I was like doing something where, you know, it was like a, you're like emotionally and spiritually connecting to the world and all this stuff. And like the very end of the thing, I think like somebody was there, maybe like, you know, like hypnotizing me or something like that. Somebody mm-hmm. else was involved and they said like, you know, my eyes were closed and I was like meditating and stuff and it was beautiful. And then they said like, all right, when at the end of this, when you open your eyes, you're going to see a vision of like, of home.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I opened my eyes in my
yeah.
first tier of the dream.
Right.
Brian's still unconscious. and it was Chicago.
Oh, cool.
And then I like started bawling, crying.
Oh, no.
You know, because I was like, oh my God, that's where I should be. Yeah. You know, but it felt very real. But then, of course, later I woke up for real in yeah. real life and then was like, just like super like, oh man, I guess what am I doing in LA? I should be in Chicago. It was real crazy. It was like super emotional. It was nuts.
Are you moving to Chicago now?
So I'm going to move to Chicago. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you, is the option still available for you to, you were talking about going to like North Carolina or something for the Sanctuary Brewery.
Oh, right.
Is that
right.
still even in the cards?
Not for, kinda... I'm going to go there to visit.
Mm-hmm. But not for
work. But not to like yeah. work for, yeah. Didn't end up happening. Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had to. It was just too rushed.
Yeah, too last minute. You had to get too many things in order.
Yeah. But it'll be cool to go say hey at least.
And did we talk about this on the podcast last week? I don't remember. We're all going to Chicago in August?
Yeah, we did. Lex
reunion? Okay, can't remember.
And but it's sort of like, I mean, I did buy my ticket, but.
I'm going to get my ticket next week.
Fuck yeah. Very excited about this.
It's going to be fun. Leo and I were laughing about it. It sort of reminded us of One Hot American Summer because, you know, it's in August and we've known about this for a couple months now. And how you were like, I'm coming in on Saturday, you know, I can't get Friday covered. But it's 2 months away. I love how like you're like, I'm busy Friday.
Well, this is why. Okay. It's not, I don't ever work Friday. The mm-hmm. the reason, it's somebody else already requested it off and I'm covering it.
Gotcha.
So just the chance, like, it's not just a regular shift that I'm working and yeah. I can get rid of because mm-hmm. that, I probably could get rid of it.
Right.
But even though it is 2 months away, it's already a shift that I told this person I could work mm-hmm. for them. So they're not going to be in town. And like when they sent the email, nobody else could work for them.
Oh, okay.
So if I was the only one, I assume I'll be the only one still.
Gotcha. But we found that pretty funny because like there's like, so some, far like there's like a now. Party like on Friday. Like, oh, I can't make it. Like it's in August. Like you have so much time to figure this out.
No, of course. Yeah. It sounds ridiculous when you yeah. say it like that. I just happen to be the only person that could help this person, and I already said yes.
You're a very helpful person.
But I picked a flight where I get in Saturday pretty early.
Nice. Yeah, so now that I know that there is something happening on Friday, I'm going to try to fly in Friday during the day.
Yeah.
Get there for that party at night, and then, yeah, leave once all the festivities are gone.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's going to be real cool. I think we're going to see, like, a bunch of cool old people.
Yeah, they'll all be real old and real cool.
You guys out there, you listeners, you know what it's like to have a cool reunion, see people you haven't seen in a while, get super fucked up.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm closer to those people that I worked with in Chicago than I am. Like, I didn't go to my high school reunion, my 10-year reunion.
Right.
I didn't go. I don't really talk to hardly anyone from high school anymore. I mean, I'll see posts on Facebook, but that doesn't count. But working at that restaurant in Chicago was such a hellacious experience that we all like bonded because it was like going through the trenches of this horribleness. It was insanely busy. The clientele was god-awful.
So bad.
And they were the worst tippers. So you're busting your ass, working, sweating for, you know, if you worked a double, you were there for like 13 hours or more. And
I hated doubles at that fucking place.
And then, you know, and then to walk with, you know, way less money than you should have.
Right,
like
right.
the percentage, you know, your tip percentage based on what your sales are was just ridiculous.
I guess that really was the main problem was the clientele.
The clientele was trash.
We had health insurance. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with cool people. I mean, some of the managers sucked.
Yeah. It's corporate. And I hate working at corporate places because they're robotic. And if you ever need to talk to a manager about anything real, it's like a telemarketer. Like based on your response, I can say answer number three.
Right.
Like they just have like this robotic script they have to stick to. They can't be real people. But the coworkers were so great, and so we would go through this hell every day, and then we'd go out and have drinks afterwards and have house parties. And so, yeah, it was way more bonding than just like, oh, we got math together.
What have you been up to?
How many kids you got now?
And you're adults. Like, you're now, you're really going through real life experiences.
Exactly. So I'm super excited to go back. When I heard about this reunion, I was like, oh, yeah, that's fun. Like, I didn't want to buy a plane ticket to fly back to Georgia for a high school reunion, but I want to get a ticket to go fly back to Chicago for this one.
Yeah, like, this would be a really big thing to miss.
Mm-hmm.
If we weren't able to go.
Yeah. Brian, you got any sweet, 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 sweet topics?
I got so many sweet, 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 sweet topics. All right. We already talked about our reviews. Thanks again, guys. Keep them coming.
Keep those reviews coming. I think that's what we'll do until like we're at the point where we're getting like tons of reviews, like thousands, which will happen eventually.
Which we will get.
So obviously no one else can be the first reviewer, but we will, for the foreseeable future, thank everyone by name who writes us a review.
Yeah.
On each week of the podcast.
So, and that feels special, guys. So write us a review so we can thank you by name and you can feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to give your real name, you know, because some of the people we had to figure out who they were because it was just their iTunes, the Apple IDs. So you know, screen name. So if you don't want to say your real name,
We'll figure it out.
We'll thank you by your iTunes name. Like Sam was like,
I'm going to dig deep into your life and then I'm going to find what your real name is and I'm going to say it. I'm going to say, thank you so much, you know, Sam Johnson at 424 South Willamette Road
and so forth. And your social security number. And you know, while we're at it, we'll probably just go and steal your identity.
Yeah, we will. So check your debit accounts because all your money's gone, idiots.
Yeah, so send in those reviews.
Thanks for listening. The one thing I thought we could talk about, although I'm pretty sure this is relevant, I have caught up on Game of Thrones.
All the way. Oh.
And I, last Sunday, watched my first Game of Thrones ever with another human, since I'm on the same page as everybody.
I was going to say to you, you should definitely, I didn't realize you'd already done it, I was going to say, you should probably try to catch up before the finale this upcoming Sunday, because it's going to be a 2-hour finale.
It's 2 hours?
That's what I've heard.
Oh,
it's
nice.
The biggest, most battled thing.
Although, God, after last episode, fuck.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a bigger battle.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I can with dragons.
So Leo has seen it. He's very strange. He does not care.
He watched last episode?
Yeah. He doesn't care about spoilers. And he doesn't care about... He's seen the first two seasons.
Yeah, didn't he just miss a bunch in the middle?
And then didn't watch 3 or 4, I think. He hasn't seen 2 seasons in the middle. And now he's just kind of jumped into this one, and then he got behind 3 episodes, but heard last night or last Sunday's was crazy. So
he just watched that one.
And now, like, he's going to go back and watch the 2 leading up to it.
So I don't understand how a person can watch television like that, but okay.
I can't do that.
Did you watch Sunday's though?
I'm all caught up.
Okay,
and
cool.
That, so we're talking about season 6, episode 9, Battle of the Bastards. So if you haven't listened to that by this point, I guess, let's go into it a little bit. We can talk about it.
I think what would be cool is to do predictions for the finale.
That's good, yeah, because we're all on the same page, because this is beyond the books,
right.
So I can't rely on any of...
It's not like we know something that in the books is going to happen, because the books aren't...
Yeah, so the Battle of Bastards, my jaw was on the floor, like, the whole time.
That was a great episode.
To me, this felt, I guess, comparable to how people who had not read the books when the Red Wedding episode was happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because I knew that was all coming.
Right.
Like,
who never read the books and Red Wedding happens, or even Ned's end of first season with Ned Stark, you're just like, what the fuck.
Yeah, so I was freaking out while reading The Red Wedding. I was like, this isn't really happening. This is going to be like a dream. This character's not... That character didn't just die.
I remember thinking that The Red Wedding was a dream. Somebody's dream.
And so I was like, this is insane. So when it was about to happen in the episode, I was watching it with my girlfriend at the time. So she was like, what? Like freaking out.
Oh, yeah,
so that was kind of fun to watch. But now these things
that happen in season 6, everyone's like, surprised. Holy shit.
Yeah. So now, which is cool.
Although I think it's the weakest season so far.
Really?
But last episode was great.
Yeah, last episode was crazy. They have had, I feel like the 2 episodes before this were mostly just setting things up.
Yeah. Which is fine.
But I don't remember exactly what happened, but I feel like I remember really liking the season 6 premiere, but at this point I forget what even happened in that episode. But I remember thinking it started off strong.
I didn't watch it that long ago, actually. I think I would remember. But there's just been so much.
It just blends all together.
Yeah, and I just watched seasons 2 through 6 back to back
in like a span of like a month.
Yeah.
So,
oh my god, it was crazy.
But yeah, Battle of the Bastards was ridiculous.
Very beautiful looking episode. Like great scenery. Just great cinematography.
Mm-hmm,
that whole fucking battle was bonkers.
Leo was telling me that HBO, this was the episode that they submitted for Emmy consideration.
Oh yeah.
Because
I mean, it's by far the best episode of this season and one of the better ones of the whole series, probably. Yeah,
that battle sequence was so intense.
Dude, crazy.
When he was getting like trampled, I felt like I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, that was anxiety ridden scene.
I'm not claustrophobic, but it was making me feel claustrophobic because in like the way there's like, you know, the light was kind of going away because there's more and more people, which is filling
it was
up.
Shot so cool.
Yeah,
it really made you like feel like you were there.
Yeah, like on the field, and the arrows would just come down. I have to like quickly like
Yeah, that one in particular moment when he was battling and then he like crouched and all around him arrows landed was so sick.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah, like that's one of the first episodes where like I kind of just want to watch it again just because it was so nuts.
I mean, and then that scene would be awesome.
And then everything you know that was happening in Marine with like the dragons and everything was so cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Which made me nervous for the Battle of the Bastards because like the stuff with Daenerys was going so well. Right. Like she had a good success. Right. It's like, well, that doesn't bode well. Like we can't have two happy things to be happening.
True.
With Game of Thrones.
But it would be so history. The only thing that like you know I mean listen, Battle of the Bastards is awesome because Jon Snow is, you know, one of the biggest characters in it and he's already died and come back, and fucking Ramsay's a psychopath, so it was like so great. But I feel the only like downside was I feel like this time I was sure that like it wasn't gonna be Jon who died.
Yeah, I wasn't as nervous for Jon dying because he had already died and come back. But I didn't know if he was going to win.
That's true. Before the Knights of the Vale came in and Snow and the Wildlings and everything looked like they were going to lose, I was like, oh, wow, okay, so like he's not going to die, obviously, but they lost this battle.
Yeah.
Which would have been an interesting turn.
Yeah, if they like take over the wall.
Right, right.
If like Ramsay's like, you know what, you know, if Jon Snow became like his prisoner at Winterfell or something like that.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure. And then I was like, you know, hopefully that letter that Sansa sent out pays off. Where's the Eyrie people? We need you to come in. So that was nuts. So yeah, do you have any initial thoughts on how you think the finale is going to play out? Like what any big moments that are going to happen?
Man.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah, I know
we're doing this.
Well, I feel like since it was so good for Daenerys or however you fuck you say it, and so good for Jon, which in turn means it was so good for us, the audience, because you know we're on their side. That I wonder if something pretty shitty will happen this next episode to somebody we love or more people that we love. And also like the Hound came back a couple episodes ago, which is awesome because everybody loves him. So I feel like I've been like sort of getting rewarded lately.
Yeah. Right.
Ramsay died. Theon is like back to being like a part of, you know, his family again. So I feel like it could be like some big disappointment.
I think we will have at least one major reunion or meeting of characters who have never met. So either Daenerys making it to Westeros and people like Cersei or whatever actually seeing dragons in Westeros. I think, you know, that'll be a big thing because Emilia Clarke.
Dragons are so big now.
Yeah. Emilia Clarke, she's only worked with Tyrion. Like none of the other major cast. Yeah. Jon Snow.
When Tyrion got there, it was like, oh, wow, here's like a crossing of these two different worlds.
So like they're all in this thing, but, you know, as actors, like how well do they even know each other besides going like press events together?
Yeah.
Because they're not like shooting on a set. They are in physical, geographical different places in the world. So, but yeah, so I think maybe she'll either finally get to Westeros or we'll have a cool moment where Arya, Sansa, and Jon Snow are all at Winterfell together, like back, like have retaken their home.
That'd be pretty dope.
Kind of like
Arya did say
she's leaving.
I'm Arya Stark of Winterfell and I'm going home.
Yep. So I would like to see those sisters reunited as totally different people now from what they were.
Plus Rickon just died. Like the family's getting smaller and smaller by the minute.
Yeah. That would be cool to have like the three Starks back in Winterfell together. Yeah. Or I'm trying to think of any other like major. Oh, I think we're going to have, you know, possibly even Bran getting back to Winterfell. And
yeah, Bran's not been in the last, like, well, maybe, definitely not last episode, maybe not the last one after that.
Yeah.
Since he realized that his uncle's the one who saved them.
Yeah, which was a cool moment because I have been wondering about Benjen Stark since the books because he has not been talked about that.
Oh, got it.
And when that person wrote up, all masks, like, oh, it's Benjen Stark. It's got to be.
That's pretty cool.
Because I feel like in the books, they do more of like a, they at least like mention him like Jon Snow, like his thoughts, like where is he? Like, it's more of like a mystery, like what happened to him,
right?
Where we haven't even really discussed him in the show in a long time. So when he did show up, you're like, who's this guy again?
Yeah.
I feel like people
have they mentioned him somewhat recently,
okay,
which was a tiny like little reminder, a little like, oh, he's around,
yeah. So because he just disappeared, and so but he was a cool character from what we got to see in the books and stuff. But so I'm glad he's back. So it'd be cool if Benjen could bring Bran to Winterfell, and we can have
Arya. I mean, that would be a crazy finale, that like Winterfell is back.
If they're back in Winterfell,
Starks,
and I want to see something major with the White Walkers, because that's the final
thing. And if Bran's a big part of this finale, then I think the White Walkers will be too.
Yeah.
Because I'm so pumped to see more Bran and what he's going to
turn into. Yeah, as the three-eyed raven. Yeah. Because the series of books is not called A Game of Thrones. The first book was called A Game of Thrones. The series of books is called A Song of Fire and Ice.
Yeah.
Fire and Ice or Ice and Fire.
Song of Ice and Fire. Yeah.
But, so which means, I think the ultimate battle is going to be between dragons versus White Walkers.
Sure.
So, something to set that up.
Since there's going to be, yeah, I guess, because there's going to be...
How many more seasons are there?
I'm told... The latest I've heard is that there are going to be two more seasons, but they're not going to be full seasons.
It'll be half seasons.
Yeah, sort of like breaking up a last season into Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Okay, so technically a seventh season, technically 10 more episodes, but as in like 5 episodes.
That's
chunks?
What I'm hearing, yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder, it is based on the name of the whole series and everything, would that White Walker dragon battle be like more towards the end of the whole series? Or would it like start to happen tomorrow and then? Yeah. Continue into the next season.
So maybe the finale will be kind of setting up, maybe it'll at least, I think the White Walkers will make it south of the wall.
Yeah.
And winter will start to come because that will be them bringing the winter.
Ah, the long night is
coming. And I think that'll finally, the rest of the world will see what Jon Snow has been like trying to like tell people about, like, we need help. And so I think the world, I think that's kind of how finale, the rest of the major world will now realize that there are White Walkers, they are a threat, and that there are dragons again. And so now...
Yeah, those are the two big things that everybody's like, there aren't, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, and so I think that'll be kind of setting up like, okay, we got to either unite or, we got to be Team Daenerys because that, we need something to stop these White Walkers.
Right.
And I think more of the world will start to get taken over by White Walkers and their army's going to get huge.
Although the Dragonglass and Valyrian Steel do also destroy White Walkers.
Yeah.
Which is good to know. Like, it's not just the dragons, although fire clearly fucks them up, too.
It's dragon glass. It's glass made from dragon fire.
So
I think that people are going to realize how much of a threat the White Walkers are. Like, we need to actually do things and not take this seriously. Also, there are dragons. They could help us. So I feel like it would potentially kind of squash all of the petty things that people are like, the political stuff that they are trying to do, the actual Game of Thrones stuff. Like, okay, now it's no longer about like who's in charge of this. Now it's like, okay,
I think that might be a big part of the finale is the whole
we're gonna have the Cersei trial for sure,
right. No longer... But that whole thing, like the throne, the the king, the Lannisters versus the fucking Sparrows or whatever they're called, I think that's gonna come to a head because it sort of like was about to last episode and until it was revealed that Tommen like is cool with the Sparrows.
Yeah,
so I feel like because Jaime's thing has been cool, he's gone from like everybody hates him to like sort of like when he's meeting Brienne and hanging out with her and like sort of becoming human and like, the audience is like, oh, he's not a bad guy.
Although it was kind of funny. The last episode we saw him, he said, the things I do for love, which is the same thing he said right before he pushed Bran out the window in the first episode.
Oh, yeah. What I was getting at is that was a cool
reference.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
Kind of funny.
The
like,
things
hey,
I do for love. Yeah. Yep. I mean, he straight up said this last episode. I forgot who he was talking to. He's like, there's only one thing in the whole world I care about.
Yeah, it's no longer a secret.
Right. Only Cersei, nothing else. I don't give a fuck. So I think Jaime's going to like turn, like he's going to go overboard and be like, listen, we're going to kill you. I think there might be a big battle between the Sparrows and the... Oh, and especially with the fucking the mountain and the Sparrows the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's becoming, it's getting to a boiling point.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
And probably somebody, Sam from Bloodsoes was saying that he thought maybe he predicts that Tommen might die by accident in the...
Yeah, I was...
Which would be interesting, because then there's no other fucking Lannister kid to be a king again, so then, like, the throne would be left open, ready for Daenerys to take it, or...
All right, here's a crazy, weird prediction.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I love crazy, weird predictions.
Crazy, weird predictions. So...
Crazy, weird prediction!
All right, so Jaime comes back. So he finds out that Cersei can't use trial by combat, so the mountain is not going to help her at all. Obviously, she's going to be found guilty of whatever, because the Sparrow's like, you're dead.
Yeah.
So Jaime's going to find that out and realize that her life is in peril.
Mm.
Her son is not going to do anything to save her because he's like, ooh, religious now. And
Jaime kills Tommen.
That's what I was kind of was getting at. So
really?
So I think Tommen's going to find out that Jaime is his dad.
Yeah.
When he's going to like, look, this is your mom. And like, he's like, you have to listen to me. He's like, no, I don't. He's like, I'm your father.
Right.
He's going to, and that's going to like blow his mind.
Yeah.
How crazy it would be if Jaime has to kill another king, and it's his son.
The return of Kingslayer?
Yeah, and so he has to do that again in order to save Cersei,
who's
the only person he really cares about. Like, that would be insane. And then something's going to be happening with Marjorie Tyrell, because she's still Team Tyrell. She'll do whatever it takes to get her brother out of there.
I'm really liking that about her. She's like really like spy. Being such a, yeah, such a great saved by God fucking sparrow, but really she's not.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe she'll even have to kill Tommen.
Yeah.
Just save her brother.
Her husband. That'd be crazy.
So I think a lot of crazy things will happen in Westeros because we haven't had as much with that because it's been so dragon and Jon Snow heavy lately.
Yeah, it's been very Jon Snow heavy for sure. Yeah.
And so that would be nuts if that, because Jaime's mission is now complete. They took over Castle Tully again.
Yep.
River Run with no issue, no conflict. Yeah, so now he's going to find
Blackfish dead.
Yep. He's going to find out that, Cersei is like, you know, in jeopardy. Like, all right, let's get all these armies back to Westeros and I'm going to kill as many sparrow freaks as I can.
Right,
one of them is his own cousin. And
oh, yeah, right.
So, yeah, that
the other family member that Cersei fucked.
Yep.
God, Cersei, you're such a little slut.
Such a weirdo. So, yeah, that would be crazy. If
now that I'm thinking about it, like you said, too, like thinking about how, like, okay, are we going to see Brienne in this last episode? Are we going to see the Hound? Like, how cool would it be if all of these separate storylines, they all finally just have to
intersect.
Literally meet and come together?
Because it's ultimately
like set it up for the hugest battle in the world.
Of dragons versus White Walkers.
Right, of dragons and everybody versus, everyone. Because nobody's going to be on the side of the White Walkers, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So it'll just be like the world versus the White Walkers.
Yeah, fighting winter.
Or God, maybe like a really huge character will get killed by the White Walkers and become a White Walker.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Although those like White Walker bosses seem like they got it under control.
Yeah, but remember how nuts that one like White Walker battle was in like last season? When like they're all like turning and running. It was like kind of like
it was very like
what's it, the Brad Pitt zombie movie
where they're running really fast.
World War Z.
Yeah, World War Z. Yeah,
it was like
World
that. They're all just like like so.
Yeah, that
I mean,
was crazy.
If they start turning, you know, people south of the wall into that, and it's like the world is like that versus fire.
I mean, listen, it's three dragons. Okay, sure they can shoot a lot of fire.
My prediction is one, probably two dragons will die.
Yeah, yeah,
and she'll just have the one.
Probably the two that aren't her like favorite.
Yeah, they'll
maybe
die.
They die.
Yeah, they'll get killed by White Walkers.
God, she's loving to ride those damn. She's riding that dragon all over the damn place now.
Pretty awesome.
Always riding that dragon.
I would.
I have a prediction.
Okay, what's
based
yours?
Based on this last episode, when Theon and Theon's sister, whose name I forgot,
Sasha. I want to say something like that.
Sasha and Sansa. Come on.
They have a lot of similar names.
All right. Tywin and Tyrion are pretty similar, although Tywin's dead. I predict that based on that meeting. That Theon's sister and Daenerys are going to have relations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They were being very sultry with each other, and I liked it. And they obviously respected their womanly strength. I'm feeling some boobs on boobs coming on. Yeah.
That's your only prediction?
Yeah. No, I made other predictions. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
But seriously, if this episode starts, you know, and says HBO, and it brings up the TVMA, and it says adult language, adult content, violence, and it doesn't have the N for nudity, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Yara...
Although, Yara. Anyway, here's hoping for some lesbian sex.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's all you care. That's all you want.
I actually, you know what? It's so funny for how much I love Tyrion and how much I think everybody loves Tyrion. I like don't love him in his newest role as like the, you know, advisor to Daenerys.
Yeah. I mean, it would be some sweet revenge. I mean, if he goes with Daenerys to Westeros.
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
Which he would, right? There's no way he's staying.
I mean,
back.
He's a wanted fugitive there.
Yeah.
For killing his dad. And escaping the prison. He was already found guilty poisoning Joffrey.
Yeah.
And so he's wanted on like two murders.
Yeah.
And if he shows up with Daenerys, people are like, you're under arrest. Oh, wait, you have dragons with you. So that'll be, you know, if he sees his siblings again. So that'll be an interesting reunion. That's what I'm saying. There'll be some kind of major reunion, whether it's Starks getting back together or Tyrion seeing his siblings again. Like some characters that have not been on screen together for a long time or ever will be. And it'll be big moments. Because when Sansa showed up to the wall, that was an awesome moment of her and Jon seeing each other for the first time since season one. So
that's so crazy.
And they never really even talked in season one. But the fact that now there's characters have grown so much and changed and developed and become so popular, and now like them meeting was like such an iconic thing.
Yeah.
So I want to see more of that in the finale between different characters.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, like the intersecting of these different storylines would be really cool.
Because it's going to happen. It has to.
I hope that the Hound and Arya get back together because I loved when they were hanging out. That was so awesome.
They had a good buddy cop.
They did have a great buddy cop thing going on. And I'm so happy that Bronn's still alive because
I liked him too.
Yeah, Bronn's great. I hope nothing bad happens. I love Bronn so much.
Yeah, it would suck if Bronn became like a White Walker.
Yeah, Bronn's one of my favorites. Yeah, we shall see.
So normally I watch Game of Thrones on Mondays.
I watched Battle of Bastards on Monday, yeah.
But I think Sunday night I'm gonna have to watch. And if I am not able to watch it Sunday night, I'm not getting on Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, yeah, you won't be able to even talk to anybody.
Anyone.
Stay in your house.
Yep, I'm just going to have to shut off.
Shit, I wonder if I work Sunday night.
Shut off my eyes. So it just depends on like how late I get home Sunday night.
Yeah.
If I will be able to be awake enough to watch a two-hour thing. But if not, then definitely like first thing Monday, and I'm not looking at my phone at all.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of, you know, some people talking about they won't check Twitter, like they won't like scroll through their feed, but people will tweet at them, "Isn't that so crazy that this just happened?" And they're like, "Well, I have no." So you get a notification of a spoiler.
Yeah, come on. So don't directly contact anybody yet.
Yeah, because they just assume that they've seen it. Right, like, how nuts was that? And so like I don't even want to like have my phone on until I've watched it.
I wonder if Leo's going to watch it. Maybe we can all watch it, because I'm sure Chad will not watch it. Well, I guess I'm not sure. Well, if we haven't seen it by Monday, maybe we can watch it together.
Mm.
That'd be cool.
So,
Oh, hello, Leo.
Unless people couldn't hear that on the audio, then
we're going to cut this all out. Leo's not here.
Leo's not here.
Yeah, very, very, very cool. Very excited. Can't wait. And it's going to be a really weird big change for me, because I've been able to watch every episode whenever I want.
Binging everything.
And now all of a sudden I have to wait a week to watch this one. And then when's it even going to come back?
Yeah, a year.
This is going to be hard. Although I guess that means I can watch something else.
It's pretty funny. I do HBO Now to watch.
What's the difference between HBO Now and HBO Go?
HBO Go is for people who have cable or DirecTV and they already have HBO as part of their plan, and then you can just log in with that information and watch HBO wherever you want for no additional charge. HBO Now is for people who don't have HBO in any other way.
Okay, got it.
You could pay $15 a month like Netflix and just watch all movies and shows.
Everything's still available to you.
Everything's available. You're just paying independently for HBO.
Right.
And so it's a monthly fee of like $14.99, and so there's one episode left of Game of Thrones, and I'm being billed today. So I'm having to pay for one more month for just that one episode. But I'm also a few episodes behind on Silicon Valley. And
yeah, who knows? Say, you better use that $14.99 and watch something else.
So basically paying $15 to watch a final episode.
Hey, worth it, bro.
Worth it. So
episode of GOT.
It's 2 hours. So, you know, it's kind of like two episodes.
That's cool. I didn't know it was going to be 2 hours long. That's great.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That it's going to be 2 hour finale.
I feel like the finale is always like a little bit longer than the rest of the episodes, but only by like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah,
or
but I think which makes me feel like we're going to have at least one major reunion, because we're going to have to see everyone's storyline. Because sometimes people aren't in episodes. Right. Bran's not in ever. I mean, he wasn't in a whole season.
I know. That blew my mind.
But also the books did the same thing.
Oh, they did?
Books.
I was wondering what was up with that.
4 and 5.
I thought maybe the actor got arrested or something, you know, and couldn't be in the show.
Yeah, so I think it was books 4 and 5. Book 4, so they had, by that point, they had introduced all these other characters, like Ser Davos and all these people who were not...
I like Davos, too.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites in the books. Yeah.
Oh,
so
cool.
Book 4, literally just... Because each chapter is from the perspective of a different character. So it'll be like chapter 1.
Okay.
It'll say at the top, Jon Snow. So you know that everything that you're reading is from his perspective, what he knows, which is interesting too, because when it's someone else's perspective, you know some plans are putting against him. But then when we are in his chapter, he doesn't know this. He doesn't have this knowledge.
So
he's doing things like, oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
By book 4, there were so many characters that he said that he wouldn't be able to get to a good like ending spot for everyone if everyone had to do their chapters. And so he just did half the characters. So book 4 was like, you know, say it was the span of a year. It was these half of the characters of that year. And then book 5 was a longer book, and it was the other half of the characters starting back at that same year.
Okay.
Seeing everything that was going on with them for that year.
Oh, so you like jump back in time a little bit.
Kind of, yeah. It was just like, all right, so now we're back at the beginning. Now here's what's... And then at the end, once all those characters had gotten to their same point, then like the last like 5 or 6 chapters, we started to see some of the characters who hadn't been in book 5 up to that point. So he was like, it would either be an insanely long book, or book 4 would be everybody, and then the book would end and no one's at a real cool ending spot. Everyone's just kind of like midway through the journey. It's going to be kind of like anticlimactic. Yeah. Like, what? No one's at the end? What are you talking about? Like, no one did anything. And so the seasons kind of did that too. Like we can't have everyone, or we can't have the finale is going to be like the midway point of the episode.
Nothing super exciting happening. Yeah.
So they just kind of did the same thing. And so, but I feel like that's why this episode is going to be 2 hours long, because they need to have some kind of climactic, either conclusion, resolution, or like cliffhanger for everyone that's been in this season, and maybe not, that we haven't really seen. And I was just trying to do a head count the other day for wolves that are still alive.
Dire
wolves. So Ghost is still alive.
Ghost is alive.
Arya's is still alive and has just been set free. That was in season one when Ned Stark had to kill Sansa's because he bit.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah.
Whatever, oh, Joffrey God. Or something.
Right.
But he killed Sansa's dire wolf as a puppy and then let Arya's go. Arya's is off in the wild, which is symbolic for Arya being off in the wild.
Right, right.
And then, and Bran's is still alive, right? Bran's? Or did he get killed by White Walkers in the cave? I can't remember. In the Hodor episode.
Right, right.
I don't remember if his wolf made it or not. But up until that point, it was, I feel. But I cannot remember if his wolf made it. Like, when Benjen showed up, was his wolf there? I don't remember.
Right. When Benjen showed up, I don't think his wolf was there.
So that's what I can't remember. So I remember when I was reading the books, I was trying to think, like, what's the foreshadowing connection of their direwolf being alive versus them as characters and stuff like that.
Because
Sansa's died real early. Hers was the first to go. And obviously, Rickon and his wolf were both now dead. So, yeah, Ghost is still alive. Arya's is still alive. And then,
and obviously, Robb's.
And I feel like, Robb's is dead. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. So, I can't remember if Bran's is alive or not.
But, me neither.
But in the books, he does way more warging with his wolf. They do a really cool, or he does a cool job describing what it's like to be an animal the skin of an animal. So, like, there'd be several chapters where it's just him as the wolf, around, like, with the pack, like, establishing dominance, going on hunts and kills. And, like, so he would, like, eat, you know, as a wolf, like, kill some animal. And then he had to keep reminding him, like, when he would wake up, like, you need to eat yourself because
that's not giving
you sustenance.
Right. Oh, cool.
And
interesting.
So, stuff like that. So, his warging.
I want to see so much more warging. I hope that happens.
Yeah. So, that was a much bigger element of Bran's, like, journey to get to the Three-Eyed Raven was he was constantly, like, warging, and he was, like, you know, getting really good at it.
Yeah.
And so you really had more of a connection with his wolf, which I feel like isn't really seen that much in the show,
because
neither was Bran. But when Bran was in the books, that was a much bigger part of his journey.
Yeah, maybe they'll bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bring them wolves back, the dang dire wolves.
Yep.
Wasn't it so cool to see the Stark banner, drop down over Winterfell again?
That was awesome.
That was real great.
Do you have any other predictions for the finale, or do you have another topic you want to jump on to?
I did want to say this. I predict that that the Greyjoy, like, somebody at the Greyjoy castle at the Iron Islands will dig through the trash and find Theon's dick, and he'll get it back, and they'll, like, put it back on him so he can be Theon again.
Or what if Varys gets it instead?
Ooh, interesting. He's no longer. What if they have, like, what if they or both find it at the same time and they play tug of war with it?
Varys, Grey Worm, and Theon are all.
Oh shit! Right, Grey Worm too.
Yeah, all fighting over a dick.
I mean, he is supposedly had a huge dick, so maybe they could cut it into three, and they could all just have, like, just below average size dicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's hoping. Actually, we haven't seen Varys in a little bit either.
Yeah, I don't know what his mission is, because he left. He had that little goodbye with Tyrion. I don't know what he's off to do. All of his little birds from Westeros are now working for Cersei.
So,
you know, he could be in some danger. So I don't know.
Very interesting. Yeah. And Littlefinger was just in Battle of the Bastards just for a flash.
Mm-hmm.
I assume he'll probably be
in
this a lot.
Yeah, in the he was even in the teaser for next time. So yeah, I think he kind of had to show up with that army. So forgive me for giving you to Ramsay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Also,
want to marry me?
I want to fuck you.
Yeah, because you look like your mom, and I had a crush on her. So, but all right, nice. I'm excited for that finale.
Me too. Very excited. It was really, really awesome to see Ramsay's face get bitten off by his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And to see Sansa laugh, like, smile at it. Like, be pretty happy to see it.
Like a badass.
Yeah. Yeah, she a badass.
She a badass.
She turned into a real badass. And that's Jean Grey, all right?
That's our Jean.
I think, except for my view, that's all my notes I took.
Oh, what am I going to review?
I do want to say this. Sam at work said that he made some comment about how he tweeted at either Normally Normal or Leo, and when we didn't get back to him. And then I was like, okay, well, we'll get on that, because we're always asking people to tweet to us and stuff. So if they do, we'll make sure we get on it.
Yeah, I should probably look.
Yeah. Sam's a good loyal listener.
Good.
Like your brother and
Manny.
And the other few people that listen to us.
True. Yeah, I think I'm just so used to no one tweeting at Normally Normal that I don't really check it as often.
Yeah.
So
me too.
I got to get back on that.
Oh, yeah, it's all of us.
Well,
Drew with his mohawk and his clean-shaven face. What a cutie.
Look at him.
Look at you, Drew. You do a little shot of orange juice with me, a little man.
Hmm. All right, we got a few tweets. So Manny tweeted at us saying, bring back the games segment.
Oh, shit, what?
Hashtag save it for the podcast.
Wow. Guys, do you agree? Let us know. Email us. Tweet us.
And
actually, Leo said that he has a game to play.
Sam tweeted at us saying, what are the chances BCK gets to star in a Titanfall 2 commercial?
Oh, yeah. That'd be dope. By the way, Titanfall, if you want me to be in your commercial just like I was for Titanfall 1, let me know. I'm in.
When they were showing some footage of Titanfall 2 at E3, the press conference, Leo and I were like, where's Brian? Where's we're looking for you. Oh, thank you. We had two tweets at us.
Awesome. Freak yeah, guys.
Yeah, I'll check those more often.
This is a real turning point, episode 37. Right?
We're making it.
We have rates and reviews.
Who knows where we'll be by episode 40. We could be on top of the world.
We might be on top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Here we come, world, to get on top of you.
Get ready to get mounted by three dudes.
What are you going to review this week?
I brought it up last week, but I didn't watch it, so I didn't review it.
Oh, okay.
The short film that was written by a robot.
Oh, yeah. You watched it? Nice.
I watched it. It's called Sunspring.
Okay.
And it stars that lead dude from Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Miss Middleditch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Humphrey Kerr. And I definitely want to review it.
Is that, how long is it?
Maybe like 7 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Probably not even that, actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian?
Yes.
Could you please give us a 3-word review of the short film that was written by an AI called Sunspring, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Sunspring. Yep.
Followed by a meow that would be springing into the sun.
Absolutely. Funny, gibberish, acting. Meow, 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 meow.
Nice.
Thank you.
I also like how quickly the cat was able to jump all the way to the sun.
The cat had already started at a place way closer to the sun.
Oh, okay. It was like on a shuttle space station. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And tip for future cats, don't jump at the sun because you'll melt.
Yeah. Learn from that cat.
Yeah, so I didn't... So the very beginning of the short film, it gives you like a little preface. It's like, okay, there's this robot who... I think it brought up something about the... Oh, it's like the way that your iPhone predicts that you're going to say certain things when you're typing. It like has something to do with that technology.
Okay.
And so like I wonder if we could like push that even further.
Yeah.
So I guess they fed the robot all these prompts, and then like it just like very quickly ran through them. You couldn't read them all, but I could see that it was like either images or maybe videos or dialogue or something from all these like action sci-fi suspense movies.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them. I mean, I don't exactly know what the technology part of it was, but it said that after it did everything and whatever, somehow told it to write a screenplay, it did it. And so it printed out this screenplay, and then the guys figured out, you know, tried to figure out like how they were going to do it. It somehow had made three characters. So they cast the two dudes I mentioned plus this chick. And there was like, you know, it was written like a script and there was dialogue and shit. So it was like, we just tried to make a film based on that. Here you go. And so right away you start realizing that like they're not like, it's not full, complete, grammatically correct sentences.
Right, for sure.
So that part's kind of weird. You're like, okay, this is interesting.
How does it compare to like, say like a Drunk History of the World where the people that the actors that are saying the dialogue is based on the drunk ramblings of someone, is it?
Oh, I would say that this is, they took this a little more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they weren't just trying to be, like, silly with it.
Oh, okay. Like, they were trying to seriously deliver these lines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what was really cool about it, which is why I said acting, is that, like, I guess thinking from an actor's point of view or whatever, I can't imagine what it would be like to try to do a great job acting with gibberish.
Right.
Like, to me, that sounds crazy. Like, these words make no sense, and, like, you have to, like, do a good job. But even though it made no sense, a lot of it, I still laughed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a part where there's, like, a real pretty close-up shot of the girl who's in it delivering these lines that it's, like, again, like, maybe they were able to either decipher or just come up with how they thought that would go, like, what the feel would be like.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, dramatic in that moment, and it was great. You know, I couldn't stop looking at it, and even though the words didn't make sense, it was still intriguing. It was cool. Very cool.
Oh, watch it.
It's worth a shot for sure. Yeah, and there are parts of it that are funny just because I think like just because Thomas Middleditch's mannerisms are funny, so that's good. And it's like set, I don't know, maybe in a It's like a futuristic office or something. They're like wearing these crazy outfits. It's really cool. It's just weird. It's great.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
I didn't watch anything this past week, but after I reviewed, I don't remember what I reviewed last week, but I remember because I couldn't think of anything I had watched, so I reviewed something that wasn't that special. Maybe like I'd seen.
Did you review Voltron, or was that
Leo? No,
that
did Voltron, but I feel like I did something similar, like reviewing something that I just seen a few more episodes or something. Right. And then afterwards, like, oh, I did watch something, so I'll review that. I watched the Netflix special Bo Burnham Make Happy.
Oh, nice!
I had watched that, and I realized after we were done recording, like, oh, gonna review that.
I'm excited to hear this review.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, Joshua.
Oh yes.
Could you please review, using three words, no more, no less, Bo Burnham's new comedy special on Netflix, Make Happy, followed by a cat meow that sounds like the one individual in a cat audience who's not enjoying the comedy show.
Okay.
Yeah. A heckling cat meow, if you will.
Meta, talented, envious.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow. Meow. Meow. Oh, meow.
I like that you looked at your watch twice.
Yep.
During that the audience listening now can't see, of course.
I have no idea.
And you looked at each wrist as if you had two watches. Very good. Very good.
Gotta go. So Meta, he even talks about this at one part because he started doing stand-up when he was really young, and so he didn't have major life experiences. All his experience that he even knew to talk about was about performing. So a lot of his bits or jokes are references to being on stage and being in front of an audience. And like, that is his material. His material is the thing that he's currently doing. So it's meta in that sense. What was it? Talented? You know, he's very funny. He's very clever. And
yeah, he's good. I like
and him a which lot. Is kind of ties in with the envious part because some of his jokes and stuff like, oh, I wish I would have thought
so
that.
So good.
Like, you know, that's awesome. I wish I would have tweeted that thing or whatever.
Right.
And, but also talented because he's also musical based. He can play the piano really well and everything. You know, so I feel like the cleverness sense of like the ideas for jokes is kind of similar to like my thought process sometimes.
Yeah.
But I also feel like his persona, I don't know how much of it is, you know, his stage character versus his real life is more negative than me.
Yeah.
Like
a
little more like, not mean, but just like, I don't know, like unhappy.
More pessimistic
about more things. Pessimistic about stuff. Like, you know, at one point early in the special, like he starts off telling jokes or whatever, and then he goes to the piano and people start cheering.
Right.
He's like, did you not think I was going to use it? Like, this isn't a prop, you idiot. Like that kind of stuff. Like, the way he addresses things.
Yeah.
Almost like, but not to the same extent like as like Daniel Tosh. Like, he's super negative and like just doesn't like anything. Yeah. Like, the only things that make him laugh are just like bad things happening to people. But like, you know, he's just very pessimistic. Like, because like I can appreciate a wide variety of like things being funny.
Sure.
Like, I know people, a lot of people like the celebrity karaoke stuff. I can appreciate it for what it is.
Sure.
People like that, but
not your favorite thing in the world.
No, I know Bo Burnham and Daniel Tosh like hate that stuff because they're like, you know, that's just, it's just stupid. I think Burnham even mentions it in this special, saying like, oh, okay, oh, wow, like, you know, it's a male celebrity lip syncing to a female thing, you know, like that kind of like that's where comedy is now and stuff. And like, to me, like, I understand it's not the highest brow thing. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know, guy wearing a dress. But I can also appreciate the entertainment value of it. And like, I'm like, you know, it'll make me smile. But he had one bit with the meta that at the end he was talking about, you know, maybe you're watching this with friends, it made you laugh and stuff. Or maybe you're watching it by yourself and you just exhale through your nose a lot, which is what I do. He just that little nod. I was like, yes, like I've never heard it, even like I never thought about it, but yeah, that's exactly what I do when I watch stuff by myself. I think once or twice I did laugh out loud at something he said or did, but like, yeah, for most of, like, just appreciating, like,
not
even like a full laugh. I was like, oh yeah, that is exactly what I've been doing for the past hour. So that meta thing, like just referencing what's been happening, but I enjoyed it. And then my meow was say someone's just kind of bored looking at both watches, and then
it was good.
Yeah. But I recommend it. I think it's like an hour. And like the music stuff that he does, especially the final song he does, like the actual music itself is like really like
pretty good.
Yeah, like nice. I enjoy like the actual like beat and stuff of it.
Yeah.
And then like what he's talking about is just, you know, kind of ridiculous and stuff. But like, I actually like enjoy, I would want to listen to that again.
Right.
But yeah, I recommend it.
When he was really, remember, I mean, there's a bunch of these shows, but it's like such like a group of comedians get together and just like bullshit in front of an audience.
Yeah.
I forgot the one that this was, but when Bo Burnham was pretty young, he was on one with like Ray Romano and Gary Shandling.
Oh, wow.
And like maybe Seinfeld, like all these like pretty
legend
veteran comedians. Yeah. And he was like this young dude and like he held his ground and like made them laugh. And I was impressed by him.
Yeah.
And he was like, you could tell even he was like, he looked like he was fucking 18 years old.
He's so smart.
Yeah. He's really fucking smart. Mm-hmm. It was cool to see him like kind of be able to be toe to toe with pretty big comedy legends.
Yeah.
Stand up comedy legends.
Yeah. I feel like in one special, like his stuff was so intricate in terms of like grammar and word usage and stuff like that. So he's very, very like intelligent.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you just know his brain is just going super fast and like at a high capacity.
Right.
Which is why probably he doesn't like the lower brow, easy stuff, because his stuff is harder to come up with, which I understand, but I can still appreciate both sides.
Of course.
Because I feel like I'm more of an optimistic person and I'm more like, okay, that's your thing. You know,
yeah.
And you like it. I'm not going to hate you.
Like you said, I mean, if it makes you smile, cool, fine.
Yeah. Hey, whatever makes you laugh, you know?
Yeah. I'll watch your thing and you watch my thing.
Yay. And then we'll look at each other's things.
Yeah, we will. I would like to say that I was very happy today. I tweeted Josh and Leo, I texted Josh and Leo before I came over here, and I said, I'm on my way, boys. And Leo texted me back saying that he was moist, and Josh texted me back saying that he was prepping his butthole. And it was a really good introduction to the day for you guys and me.
Yeah, that's how we start our days.
That's
how we start, fill, and end all of our days. Just discussing our love with each other.
Congratulations to the city of Cleveland for winning a sports championship for the first time in like like 60 something years or something crazy.
Oh, really?
Across all sports.
Of any sport. Yeah. Oh, wow.
They've just been shit forever.
What other teams do they have in other sports?
They have the Cleveland Browns, their football team,
yeah,
which hasn't won in forever. They have the Cleveland Indians, their baseball team.
Got it.
I don't know if they have a hockey team. Yeah, I can't remember.
And then probably. Basketball is Cavaliers.
Basketball is the Cavs, and that's who just won.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. Pretty cool for them. Whatever. Don't care about you bitches. No, that's great. Really nice and great. And also, Sports Corner real quick. I mentioned it briefly before, but apparently Derrick Rose is getting traded to the New York Knicks.
And what did he play on before?
Derrick Rose is a Chicago Bull.
Oh, okay.
He was an MVP for Chicago Bulls. He was on his way to becoming one of the best players ever, and then he destroyed his knees twice.
Ouch.
And became sort of a half man that he used to be. And now he's gone. So pretty wild. Very interesting stuff. Now that basketball's over, hockey ended a while ago, and obviously football's been gone for a while, all we have is baseball now, and I am just waiting for everything else to start again.
How are the Cubs doing?
The Cubs are doing fantastic. Okay. They have the best record in baseball, which is insane.
I know they did really well last year. Did they make it to the World Series last year? Were they in the World Series?
They did not. They lost right in the first round of the playoffs, actually. They got swept by the Mets, which was super weird. But
they beat him a bunch during the real
season? They never lost to him in the regular season, yeah.
That sucks. Yeah, I remember mostly through our friend Todd's posts. I knew they were doing well because of his excitement.
Yeah.
And then he and his wife, Erin, had bad sports finales last year because he's a big Cubs fan and she's a big Panthers fan, and they both like did really well and then
ate it in the end.
Boom.
Yeah, bogus. So the Cubs are doing even better than they were last season. Oh, they're
Are they beating the Panthers?
They are beating the Panthers. They have a game tomorrow against the Panthers, and they're going to win. Oh, they're going to win.
Nice.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting stuff.
Nice. Well, I think that about does it for us. So we are Normally Normal. That is our group name.
That's our group name.
Yeah. But this is one thing that we do. This is the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. In the future, we'll be doing other things. We'll be like Normally Normals, sketch videos, and stuff like that. But right now, this is our major outlet.
We're just doing like the one thing right now.
One thing. So you can find us on Twitter at normally_norm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, search for the hashtag Probably Sounds Awful. That's our podcast.
Go ahead and tweet at us.
And tweet at us, and we'll check it more often now. And now that we know people are doing it, just like reviewing, continue those reviews.
Bring those reviews and those ratings.
Bring all those 5-star reviews
and make them happen.
And you can find our podcast and other things that we'll be doing at normallynormal.com.
Mm-hmm. That's our website on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can find that on your computer or on your phone or on your tablet or even your watch.
That's true. You can find that on all those things.
Mm-hmm. And I am one of your hosts of this said podcast. I am Josh Patton. I personally am on Twitter at Patton_Josh. And if you like video game things, I haven't been doing it recently, but I'm trying to get back into streaming. I'm on twitch.tv/primordialbooze.
And I am your second host of the day. My name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. If you'd like to get in touch with me on the internet, you can tweet at me. Just first go to www.twitter.com and then search for @_BPCK. And you can also go to my website, imbck.com. That's also on the World Wide Web. And Leo wants me to eat his vagina.
Oh. Yeah. Leo has returned and he is sending some visual sign language.
Yeah. Now he's giving pitching cues, I think.
He's looking for a compliment for his haircut.
Great haircut and beard trim.
So he
looks like trimmed his beard at the barber. I like that. No, he did it just now after he got back. No. Yeah.
But I'm guessing he might have shaved too much of his beard, so he's saying he took some of his hair from his head and put it on his chin.
And he put it on his chin. Got it.
And on his balls.
Oh,
he's pointing
very
to everything.
Nice.
Okay, good. He trimmed it all. Oh, you trimmed your balls.
Everything gone.
Oh, and your feet?
Yeah, the bottom of Leo's feet are unusually hairy, but he shaved it all off.
Yeah, shaved it all off. Everything. Hey, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and balls.
Should we... Our third host who we're talking to, that this is going to sound so dumb for you listening, his name's Leo Kovalik, and he's on Twitter...
at Kovalik317.
You can reach him there. At Kovalik217.
Definitely look for that one. And he's on Twitch at twitch.tv/Kovalik317.
Yeah. And of course, you can always go to LeoAlbertKovalikJr.com.
Yeah.
Or JoshuaDavidPatton.com.
Yeah. For all of your Leo and Josh needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which there are many.
Whoever runs that site needs to update that. It's been the same for a while. But it's so good with the pictures of the balls and everything. I love it. I go there every day.
Get so moist.
So that's it. That's episode 37.
That's it. That'll do it.
Wow.
So next week. Yeah, but when we record next week, the Game of Thrones finale will have happened. So maybe we can talk about our.
Oh,
we didn't talk about our E3. Winners.
Oh, shit.
Ah, crap.
There's an email and everything.
Yeah. We've been talking about other stuff.
So this entire time we've been talking about the winners and losers?
We got so caught up in GOT predictions.
Cool.
And
next week, I'm glad I listened to that last night at 5 in the morning.
Something else? What the hell else did we talk about?
I'm really glad I listened to that at 5 in the morning. So we can do it today.
All we got to do is do it now and recut and just edit the episode. Yeah. So that it's in there at the end and we don't say, whoa, we forgot!
Yeah, so... here are our predictions from when we did our E3 predictions, and now we will officially have a winner because there are no more announcements. We thought at the time, we didn't do it last week because we thought Rockstar was going to have a final surprise announcement.
Did they or no?
They did not.
Oh, fuckers.
They did not.
Hello, Leo.
Hello.
Pants on the ground.
I'm here for the E3 predictions only.
Yes, you are.
Part.
I'm very happy with your facial hair right now.
Thank you.
It needed
a nice trim, but if this gets put in the beginning, no one will understand.
Yeah.
I think we'll just leave it where it is.
I like that the top of your mustache, like you trimmed the top of the mustache.
Yeah, I don't like when it goes so high up into my nose because also my nose hairs look like they're growing into my mustache.
Oh, got it.
And that's
my mustache hairs always tickle the inside of my nose.
Yeah.
I should do that.
Yeah, see that right there? You see that tickle?
God,
I saw that tickle. Ladies and gentlemen, he crinkled his nose down first.
I crinkled my nose.
And then he crinkled his nose like Kris Kringle up, and then he goes, ooh, boy. So let's run through. Remember, real quick, we talked about it last week. The winner of this gets a steak up the butt.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so we'll see what's happening. We'll burn through them real quick just so we can get this.
I'll take my medium rare,
get this show on the road. Well... you don't really have a choice. It's going up your butt. You choose.
Oh, right. So we have Leo's first. Should we just go through?
Let's go through and then
say
real,
if they're right.
Real, if they're right or wrong, well, we're giving points. So I don't have anything to write down. I have a pen. Do you have a pen? Snap. Pen.
Wow.
Right. That's a great thing to grab too. Josh just grabbed the thing that Brian says that he owes Josh a bunch of pennies with interest. So.
Josh, a bunch of pennies from a Bears loss last season.
It goes Leo, me, and then Brian. So we'll just read through each of the predictions and assign them
last
out of points.
Last but not least, just so we're sure about that, even though I'm listed last.
Last and least.
Well, definitely not least.
During the podcast, we did almost all yours at once because you demanded that.
So. No, come on. Sorry, guys. All right, start with Leo?
Yeah, you want to read his?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Leo's first. Sony will partner with Activision on a Crash Bandicoot revival.
That's a full-on point.
That is a 100% point.
Damn.
One solid point.
That's a hell of a prediction, bro.
During the podcast, when I was listening to it, I said whoever's around me would see me cry.
Yeah.
I actually broke tears.
Yeah, Josh said.
I saw it.
I broke tears. I broke tears because it... and then they kind of went away pretty quick because I thought they were just saying... they were just going to do the remasters.
Oh, and right, right.
Just re-release them, which would be so dumb on PS4.
But they are going to actually make a new one.
But they're actually, they said remaster from the ground up, which means like the latest Ratchet and Clank game is the exact same thing. It's a remaster from the ground up using all the same, like, you know, great graphics and everything like that.
That was like the best, that was the best thing that could have happened for you.
Yeah.
Amazing. Rocksteady will announce their new game. New game will be Superman.
Okay, so I say I get a half a point.
They announce a new game, but not Superman? They
announce a new game, but also
a mini game.
It's up to you guys to decide if that's a half a point or a 1/4 of a point, because they announced the game, but it's a VR game, but it's more of a VR experience.
Yeah, it's like a...
Which is apparently like, it's like 2 hours long, so yeah, it's not...
Not a full game.
Oh, interesting. So
it's called like, you're basically going to be Batman, and it's wear the cowl, and you're Bruce Wayne and Batman. So like you're sitting at the piano, and you see your own hands, and you're playing the piano. Yeah. And then like you look up, like
when you see the bat signal.
Like, no, you see Alfred. He hands you a key. You put the key in the piano, and like play something with on the keyboard.
Yeah.
And then you sink into the bat cave, and that's when you walk up and like, put on the cowl. So apparently it's really cool. But
God, that's gonna be awesome.
I'm saying I would say I get a quarter point.
I'm saying quarter point because not a full game. Yeah, like I said, it's an experience. Then and there's
the second half kills me.
I would say no point. It's not a Superman. If you guys agree on quarter.
Wait, what do you mean no point?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I think a quarter point's right. I think a half point would be too much because you said it would be a new game and the new game would be Superman.
Yes, yeah, so that's almost 0 point. But yeah, a
quarter point.
Quarter point.
Yeah, you said Rocksteady will announce something. I mean, that's a pretty good. I'll give you a 25%.
Perfect. Nice.
Gameplay of South Park, Fractured But Whole.
That's a point.
Full point.
Really?
Full point. Nice.
Yeah, the Ubisoft press conference had that.
Damn, dude. Does it look crazy?
It looks really good. The combat has changed a little bit. They pulled out, you know, Trey Parker and Matt Stone on stage.
Oh, really?
And that's cool. They did such a cool, like, cool job and cool, like, showing off the game.
Is it going to be, like, are you going to be playing the game and laughing? Like, is it funny?
Oh, dude, we were saying, like, when I was listening to the 2 weeks ago podcast, you have to play this game, Brian. Like,
yeah, you have to.
So now, like, when you buy, if you pre-order the Fractured But Whole, you get South Park, The Stick of Truth for free, like, now on PS4. So I'm thinking about doing that because I definitely want to buy that game. And if you came over, you would play this game, like, holy shit,
so great.
See the whole thing. It's probably, what, 8 to 10 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you just play straight through, you don't try to find everything.
But it's super funny. Like, because you're playing, it's a role-playing game, but this one's more of like an action game. But they make fun of, you know, DC, they make fun of Marvel. It's like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you... Cool, you want to put, you know, the black guy in? Let's sneak him in phase three. It's like... They're so on point with South Park jokes. It's real good. Okay, so full point. So I have what?
It's spelled Fractured But But Whole, Whole.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, and when they announced it, it was The Fractured But Whole.
But Whole,
yeah.
Got it.
And it's, yes, amazing.
So, and
you
then
have 2 and a quarter right now, right?
And then his final one.
Nintendo will unveil the NX. It will bomb in a year. Some new way to play, but not enough to keep people interested, forcing Nintendo to make games for Xbox or PS4.
So that is the long game. I thought Nintendo would do a little bit more with the NX this time, even just kind of preview it, because there's rumors out there that there will be a thing that works with the PS4 and Xbox that lets you play old Nintendo games on the PS4 and Xbox.
Oh.
So that was like a big rumor, but they have said nothing about it. Yeah, so we'll see. So that's
for now, no point, because it was not discussed at E3.
But say maybe like in a year from now when I'm right, that's a point.
We'll make sure to bring you that point.
Yeah, and then if that makes me the winner, I would like a stake on my butt.
But this was predictions for E3 2016, so if they announce it later, that's no longer a point.
Ooh.
But what I'm saying is,
because like any of my predictions that, you know, I could say that any of my predictions that didn't come true now, when they announce them later, I don't get back points.
Well, that's fine,
later.
But I'm saying just give me the opportunity to put a stake up my butt.
I mean, we could probably give him a quarter of a point and put a stake up his butt.
I mean, I'll put a stake up your butt right now, no matter what.
That's, okay, that's a deal.
I came over here with 3 stakes.
That's a deal.
why did you do that? Do you guys remember Dreamcast? I'm sure you do.
Of course.
So I had Dreamcast when it was out, and I had it took like CD-sized things, right?
Yeah.
And I had a CD... that had a bunch of Nintendo games on it,
like
regular NES games, and I could play the
modded Dreamcast. Nice,
yeah, it was pretty great.
I like that. Remember that little memory card that would slide in the middle?
Yes,
there was also like a little mini game every now and then.
God, yeah, it
was
super awesome. Fucking Dreamcast
was great.
All right, so
Crazy Taxi.
2 and a quarter points.
Yep, 2 and a quarter.
Dude, Crazy Taxi. Come on, what a game!
It's Pope wants to go to Taco Bell.
Okie dokie,
Taco Bell. Like, yeah.
All right.
Quarter. Okay.
Josh has a couple predictions here. Josh predicts that there will be confirmation details of the PS4.5.
Nope, 0 points.
Really? Nothing?
They refuse to discuss it at E3. Like, they've confirmed, like, I didn't realize this, like, a week before E3.
Yeah.
They had confirmed that it's happening, but they said that it's not ready for them to give any more details at E3, so they're not even going to mess with talking about it.
It's like, get on the ball.
Yeah, so after we made the predictions, it was probably a week after we made the predictions, immediately Josh's first one was gone.
Yeah.
Because they announced it.
All right, 0 points. We will see footage of the Telltale Batman game.
Nope.
Wow, nothing.
Now, okay, I'm throwing this out there, and Josh can contest it. They showed footage behind closed doors to press only on the floor. On the
You got a point for that. They did show footage.
But not to the public. We didn't see
it. Not to the public.
I mean, I didn't say the public, but that was kind of like inferred.
I would say a half a point.
Half a point?
Because it was at E3. It was at E3.
Yeah, and they went out and said, listen, we did show people, just not you, and you're not going to see it.
Yeah, just not you personally. Right. They didn't show you personally.
No, not you. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right. So half a point. Big half a point there. Half Unexpected half a point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Josh's third prediction. Watch Dogs 2 will come out some point in the future. Some hypothetical footage, mostly cutscenes.
I don't know. Maybe I gave myself a quarter point for that. I don't know.
Explain yourself.
So at the time, I didn't realize Watch Dogs 2 was even going to happen. But apparently, it is. And so, and it's even coming out this year. Like, it's ready. And they've been working on it for a while. So when I made the prediction, I just like, I assumed that it would happen sometime and that it would just be like an announcement, but it would be so far out that they wouldn't have real footage to show. It'd be like, this is what it was going to be like to play.
Did they show anything?
They showed real footage. They showed actual gameplay and a trailer.
They showed a whole mission.
It's coming out in November. So like September or November. It's like ready. So it wasn't hypothetical. It was a full announcement and like release trailer.
I mean, you get something for that.
Yeah.
You said Watch Dogs 2 will come out some point in the future and then it came out and with...
At any point in time.
Should we do a half point?
I'd be okay with a half point.
Half point? Okay.
I'd be okay with a half point.
Now, with Desires, should we just lump those in with predictions or what? Okay, cool.
That's my...
Desires for Josh. Marvel Heroes comes to consoles.
Nope.
Not even close.
Nothing. Rockstar will announce Red Dead 2.
Nope.
Unfortunately, no. That was
the thing we were holding off on, because they said they might have some surprise announcement at the end of E3.
So that would have been cool, right?
That would have made my day.
Everybody wants Red Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, some announcement from Naughty Dog, Todd Howard's team, or Rocksteady. Rocksteady announced their new thing.
So that automatically is
And Todd Howard something. Announced something.
That seems so, like you just said three things in one prediction.
Yeah, I mean, it was a desire. It wasn't a prediction.
All right.
It was what I wanted.
So how about this? He said those three teams.
And two of them happened.
Two-thirds of one. Well, the Todd Howard game is actually... A remaster of Skyrim. Of a game from last generation. So I say
that's an announcement.
True.
And the Fallout 4 being all VR.
0.66 of a point.
Yeah, 2/3 of a point.
Yep.
I'm into 2/3.
Cool.
All right.
So, yeah, Fallout and VR is happening.
My total is 1 2/3.
1 2/3. Correct. And what am I?
2 1/4.
Great. Ooh, Brian's going to win.
Nice. All right. Brian's predictions. Bethesda will announce a new Quake game called...
Stop there. First off, that is 100% true.
Oh, very good. So, okay. That's
so great. That's so and then continue.
Uh-huh. Called Quaker. It's set in the 17th century.
So, half a point.
Where the Quakers are on their way to the new land.
Spreading their religious views. Yep.
Brian, I have a feeling that if all of your predictions didn't end in jokes, you'd have a bunch of full points right now.
Yep. So, you could stop. So
but listen, I mean, it was totally worth it. Right?
I don't know. But what did I get? What were my points?
2 1/4.
2 1/4. So if Brian gets all five predictions,
he has 2.5.
Right.
He could get 2.5.
By a quarter.
Oh my God.
Granted, we all have a different amount of predictions, whatever.
Listen, it's all for fun.
It's all for a steak of the butt.
Bone in.
So that's a half point for Brian.
I think this one is wrong. Predicted that the PS4 will announce Neo, and you can play any game on it as Neo. All
right, 0 points.
That's 0 points.
Damn it. Son of a bitch.
Oh, never mind. That looks like we got a winner.
That PS really screwed us, Josh.
I'll get that lube.
Capcom is going to unveil Resident Evil 7.
Stop. Holy hell. They showed during the PlayStation press conference, there was this, they just started showing a VR experience. And after the VR experience, they said, completely playable in VR. Resident Evil 7.
Damn.
Without even saying what the game was at the time and everything, it just showed it.
Holy shit.
Resident Evil
7
will be fully playable in PlayStation VR.
Damn.
Come October 13th.
God, I want that fucking VR.
It'll be sitting right on your head. You'll be in the game, bro.
I'm going to be over here with you guys.
You'll see Derrick Rose, but Derrick Rose, what's up?
Yo, D-Rose, what up?
You're on the Knicks.
I will kill him.
Okay, don't.
I'm going to kill Derrick Rose.
And then continue.
Capcom, Resident Evil 7. where you're a college dorm student and Satan is a fellow resident, you need to take him down.
So that's going to be a half point.
That's gonna be a half just a half point. Point then. Okay, got
just
it.
A half
point. Got it.
But congratulations on the raising of seven.
Thank you.
So right now he has 1 point.
Yeah, 1 point. Microsoft will reveal the Xbox One Slim.
S. Okay, so yeah, hold on.
S.
Correct. It was actually called the Xbox One S. And when S. I heard you say Slim, I was like, that was super close. So I'm going to give him
another half point.
Slim Jim. Slimmer, lighter, 10-year supply of his salty beef snack. Is that, did they not announce that?
They announced the Xbox One S, but left off all the Slim Jim promotions.
Maybe that'll be announced closer when it's actually coming out.
I think so, yeah. I still predict that'll be in the future.
It was very funny because also during that podcast, so everybody go back and listen if you haven't. It was episode 35. Five? So, wow.
We all did that.
The Jinx. You owe me a Coke?
Jinx.
Yeah, during that podcast, you just started
line
naming
of Coke.
All of the Slim Jims flavors for some reason. No one asked. You just started naming all. You're like, there's like jalapeno, and there's like roasted chicken.
I want to make sure everybody knew.
True. And everyone
knows. I love roasted chicken Slim Jim.
Yeah. So that's a half point.
Thank you, guys. Nintendo will announce and show the new revamped Nintendo 64.
It's another zero.
We're going to go another zero. You were super excited. You said that everything is the same. The console looks the same. The controller's the same. It's just graphics are updated.
Graphics are updated, baby. A couple new levels, maybe, for dumb. Mario Kart 64.
So I thought, based on my memories, that Brian was going to win. He actually came in same. Last.
Did he really?
Because it's 1.5. I have 1 2/3.
Oh,
damn it.
Oh, my God. What, that the half and the 2/3 really yep. got you there.
I can't, only got 1.5.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have the winner of the E3 predictions, Normally Normal's E3 predictions for 2016. It's Leo Kovalik. Look out for maybe some pictures on Twitter. We'll like some the stand. Whole process.
Some steaks up the butt.
Cool.
Maybe like a slow-mo or a time lapse of just the whole process.
Yeah.
Would be cool.
That'd be, yeah. Maybe like, well, people are Snapchatting these days.
Oh, we should Snapchat the steak up the butt.
This guy kept Snapchatting like Josh and I. I'm like, just stop.
Wow, you guys were out last night, huh? Hanging out.
Last night, singing karaoke.
Just stop.
Sounds really,
that's where,
really cool.
Yeah, where Josh and I... You know, where Josh basically, you know, rose
above. Oh, right, when he rose in the ranks.
He rose above in the ranks. And
to overcome you.
Yeah, to overcome me, and I'll be, you know, just forever second fiddle. So,
wow.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, me, Andy, baby.
Well, no, it sounds like my world now. Sure. So, here we go. I'm pretty excited. Ladies and gentlemen, for the Probably Sounds Awful
podcast.
I'm
so glad that we're all three here to do
this.
Yeah,
here we are now.
Here we are now.
Bye.
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 See ya. Is it too late to review something?
Do you want to?
No.
Okay.
Damn it.